this side of country. This side of country.
Radio Free Fargo, 95.9 KRFF. You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. We're powered each and every day by our good friends at Fix It Forward Auto Care. I can't believe March is already here. It's like January took so long, and then February, blink, and it's over. Now it's already March. The good thing, though, is we're that much closer to spring, like we haven't been living through a spring for the last couple of months and getting on into summer here. But I tell you what, the folks over there at Starter Brew, always so busy, always have great lineups for you. You can check them out every Wednesday morning at Starter Brew. And to tell you about the March lineup here, we've got Sadie with Emerging Prairie in studio to get you all excited and pumped up for this month's lineup. How you doing, Sadie?
Good morning, Trav. Doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Good to see you, as always.
You as well.
How'd you celebrate the weekend? What'd you do? What kind of things did you...
Oh, my gosh. Busy as always.
Yeah.
As you know, I personal train, yeah. So I was training this weekend. And then my husband and I, we actually volunteered this weekend. So,
oh, tell me about your volunteering.
Super fun. So we go to a church called Salem in Moorhead.
Yes.
And super cool thing they do is they do a dinner theater every single year to raise youth funds.
Cool.
So for the ministry, to do missions, all that sorts of things. So we attended the dinner theater.
That's
and
wonderful.
Then we got prepped food for 3 hours in the kitchen.
Hey.
And major respect for anyone doing that work.
Right?
Because it's a big production.
It really is. I used to work in the food industry, and I would not wish that upon anybody, but if that is your love and that's what you want to do, there is a lot of work involved.
It is. There's lots of opportunities for it, too.
It really is. Yeah. Really is. I wanted to talk. You're a trainer. I'm going to sidestep here a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Trav has been asked to participate in this Friday's International Women's Day. I guess it's a fashion show going on over there at the Avalon.
Love it.
So I need to drop like 80 pounds by Friday. What kind of tips can you give me here?
Well, if I'm being honest, I don't know if it's completely possible to lose 80 pounds in 5 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, slow and steady wins the race, right?
Right. What could I do, though, to just, you know, obviously you just want to feel confident. You want to feel strong. You want to feel like you've dropped a few pounds. You're being proactive towards putting yourself out there like that.
Yeah.
What are kind of the things you do when people come to you and say, I've got short-term goals. I just really want to feel better.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think it has a lot to do with nutrition, recovery, and then I think something that's often overlooked is walking.
Yes.
So just getting your steps in, being active, and living a healthy lifestyle there.
All right, as I put my iced coffee over here out of eyesight.
I love iced coffee. Nothing against that.
How did February go for Starter Brew over there?
Good, yeah. We kicked it off in February. We took a nice break in January to prepare for the rest of the season.
Sure.
Like you said, February is such a quick month that I feel like we blinked and it was gone.
Amazing.
So,
what would you say a highlight of Startup Brew first month back in 2024 was for
you? That's a great question. I think Giving Hearts Day. Giving Hearts Day is always so fun. And that was our first kickoff. We almost had 200 people in attendance that day. It was super awesome. And we had Tim from Heroes Compass and then Ashley from Dear NICU Mama.
Yes.
And I know for sure that Dear NICU Mama hit their goal. So that's very exciting to always hear the feedback.
Wonderful. From what I'm understanding, a lot of local nonprofits hit their goal, if not surpassed it this year. And I know for Giving Hearts Day, again, we surpassed last year's goal.
Yeah.
So it was just a really good year. I truly think the weather had something to do with it.
Oh, for sure.
I feel people were just, I'm happy, I'm in a good mood, and I want to give back. And it was just a really great way to do that.
Yeah, the community really rallies around, so it's always fun to see
that.
So
do you have a general kind of theme when you go into a month, or is every week its own theme?
You know, that's a fun idea, but every week pretty much is its own theme. But I might have to keep that in mind for the future, a whole month of a theme. That'd be interesting.
When you think about March, you think of maybe St. Patrick's Day, that sort of, but there's always so many things. I mean, again, Friday, International Women's Day, you really want to spotlight. So you just don't want to overlook something by putting it all under one umbrella.
Absolutely.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Startup Brew, you got four this month.
We have four, yes.
It's going to be a busy month for you over there.
It is going to be a busy month,
All right, well, let's kick it off here. What's going on this Wednesday?
Yeah. So the 6th, this Wednesday, as always, we're at Drucker Buhalla.
Yeah.
It's dog and cat themed day.
Oh, dear.
So I know. So some fun things. We have our two speakers, Seth Novak, founder of Anchor Ingredients. So they manufacture pet food in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Cool.
So super cool.
Right here local. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we also have Pauline. He recently moved to town. He has Vet Nexus. So it's a software platform that helps you figure out what would be best for your cat or dog based on their weight, their age, all those sorts of things.
So that's a nutritional thing. Yes, okay.
Yes, it's for vets to use.
Interesting.
So we have the manufacturing side and then kind of software side. And then we have some furry friends come in as well.
You have to.
I was like, it's fitting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for Love of Dog, Rescue Center is going to be bringing hopefully a dog or two. They're
fantastic.
Also going to be giving the welcome, a little bit of a plug for them as well. So
they do such wonderful things.
They do.
I mean, honestly, all it takes is just looking at those faces on their social media going, they need homes. I'm like, give me all of them.
I know, I want another. So if you're looking for a dog, we'll see you Wednesday.
Fantastic. So kind of a pet themed going into this Wednesday.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. And again, what time do we start over there every Wednesday morning?
Yeah. So show kicks off at 8:30.
Yep.
Doors open. Coffee is poured at 8 a.m.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit again for folks who have never been there or they've heard a lot about it, but they don't know if it's truly something that they would get out of it.
Yeah.
What do people get? Who are the types that are coming to Brewhalla here?
Great question.
Yeah.
So typically I would say, entrepreneur focused, right? Because they're telling their entrepreneurial journey.
Right.
However, we have college students all the way up to ladies in their 70s and 80s that come, which is super fun. So I think anybody that comes is going to find a golden nugget from somebody's story, regardless if that has to do with their entrepreneurial journey or how they just kind of got through a roadblock and got to that next step. There's always something to learn.
Tell me about maybe some positive feedback you've gotten from people who have attended Startup Brew going, before I went, I was unsure. Since I've been going, here's what I've been getting out of it.
Yeah. Okay, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Kind of like I was saying, the golden nuggets. I think the coolest thing is that the two speakers or the two founders always stick around afterwards.
Right.
And so the audience can go up to them and chat and ask any question they might have that's specific to their story.
Yeah.
Another cool thing, I think, because I feel like we're in a small, big community or big, small community.
Right.
I feel like no matter if it's your first time going, you're probably going to know at least one person in the audience.
Right.
So I think that's super fun.
You know, and it's a great way, too, if you want to make connections, build relationships.
Yeah.
We have such a supportive community.
Definitely.
That you're going to meet somebody who wants to hear your story, wants to know what they can do to help you, give you some advice, and you might be able to pass on your story to somebody else as well. It's just a great way of building relationships.
Absolutely.
All right, so we got pets this week.
Yep.
What are we looking forward to here the rest of the March?
On the 13th, we have an egg focus day.
Egg focus.
So, yes, egg focus. So Grand Farm, which is a component of Emerging Prairie, is having a field day.
Hey.
And so these two speakers are coming in from out of town.
Okay.
So if you're interested in the egg industry, we have Eddie Miha of Ernest Agriculture and then Charles Smith of Imeo. So again, if that's any interest of you, come to Startup Brew and then you could also get signed up for our field
day. And this is a field day. So give me a kind of what we're going to experience on this field day.
Yes.
Here.
So Grand Farm is running the whole process. Normally it would be out of the farm.
Right.
But we don't know how weather's going to look typically in March.
Of course.
I mean, it's been really nice so far.
Yeah.
So we'll have speakers coming in. I think it's grower focused, education focused, researcher focused. So
wonderful.
If you're anything in those wheelhouses, interested in hearing more specifically what these two people are doing, it would be of interest to you.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Pets this week, egg the following week.
Yeah.
We still got two more weeks to go.
Yeah.
Kind of give us a teaser what we're looking at here.
Oh, okay. So the 20th, I'm really excited for. I'm going to give a little bit of a plug for this one.
Yeah.
Bell Bank is bringing a documentary to town called Show Her the Money.
Okay.
They're only showing it on March 19th at 7 p.m. in the Fargo Theater.
Yeah.
Get your tickets. It's only $13 for the showing.
Yeah.
And that's who we're having speak at Startup Brew the next morning on the 20th. So
what do we know about Show Her the Money and the connection with Bell Bank here?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. So they've kind of been working alongside Catherine, who's the producer of this. She also has her own fund called She Angel Investors.
Okay.
So it's all about women empowerment. It's something along the lines of 2% of females earn funding, which seems extremely low.
Yeah.
And so that documentary kind of covers the journey of females that are looking for funding, looking for investments, looking for venture capital. So if you're a female in the entrepreneurial space, or even if you're just a guy that's interested in learning a little bit more, I think it'll be a super empowering documentary. So Tuesday night, March 19th, 7 p.m., Fargo Theater.
Okay.
And then she's our speaker at Startup Brew the next morning.
Fantastic. So, wow, what a March already you got planned. That's going to be, it's a big month. We're not done though.
No, we're not done.
You got the last and final week of March for us to look forward to.
Travel theme. So Eric Roeder, who was actually with us last month, he's speaking, telling us all about Road America.
I need to take this thing out somewhere. I mean, we got to take pictures inside this thing. We've got to see what it's all about. Can you imagine just taking that thing for a weekend and going to the lake, or maybe going doing some hiking up there in northern Minnesota?
Dreaming about it.
Just getting in the way.
Yeah.
And it's got everything you need. You don't need a hotel. You don't need to have your car. If you want to do a little work, it's got the Wi-Fi. That thing is amazing.
It's literally packed. My goal is Pacific Northwest with it.
Fantastic.
All the states over there.
I still got to connect with him because we're seeing a lot of events coming up here that we're going to be a part of. And I just think broadcasting live from inside this thing would be fantastic.
I love that. That's a great idea.
Startup Brew, again, we hit you with a lot of information here. It's going to be an impactful march over there for Startup Brew. They do it every Wednesday morning. If you missed any of the details, of course, we're going to post the link to the playback conversation with Sadie here. At This Side of Country, of course, you can always check out Startup Brew Fargo. Where are we finding you on social media?
Find us at emergingprairie.com.
Yes.
You can look under the events tab. It'll show all of the upcoming Startup Brews. We're also on social media, so you can look us up on Emerging Prairie or Startup Brew Fargo.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Last thing I want to touch base on you here. I know you do Startup Brew Fargo mostly, but you got your hands a little bit in there in TEDx.
Yes.
And that's a huge event.
Yes.
What are we looking forward to? When is that? What's coming up?
So we gave the big reveal at 1 million Thanks.
Yeah.
And if you didn't hear, the theme is if.
Yes.
So it's kind of getting into the world of you're sort of comfortable, but also looking beyond into that next reality of what could be.
Right.
And it's going to be July 25th.
Interesting.
This year.
If. I like this. Give me a teaser of like what you mean by we're used to this, but looking at the reality of beyond this. The reason why I say that is just this past Friday, I read an article on the radio here about a gal who had an AI boyfriend created for her on her specific needs, looks, wants, all those different things. It has been going so well for her. She is getting married to her AI hologram.
No.
And that it goes far beyond anything I can ever comprehend. So when you say something beyond what we're used to and really starting to take a look at those things, what does it mean for you over there at TEDx?
Wow. Okay. That is not at all what I was thinking. Maybe she's going to be one of our speakers now.
You never know.
You mentioned it.
Right.
That is shocking though. We're starting to lock in speakers now, kind of on like what next steps and next stages look like. So I'll probably have more of an update for you next month.
If.
Yes.
All right.
If.
People don't want to miss TEDx.
Yes.
It's always a big deal.
It is so fun.
Where can we find info on that as well?
Again, emergingprairie.com under events tab.
Yeah.
TEDx Fargo is going to be July 25th.
We'll
be posting kind of more about early bird tickets and whatnot soon.
Wonderful. So, you do great things over there at Emerging Prairie. Startup Brew Fargo every Wednesday morning. Where and when again? One more time.
Drecker Brewhalla. Doors open at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It starts at 8:30.
Oh, man. Get over there and meet a bunch of entrepreneurs. Maybe you can find a next intern there. Maybe your next connection.
Yeah.
Build relationships. Continue growing your business or maybe get ideas for what you want to do to start up a business. Everything you need to know right there at Startup Brew Fargo. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Tell them Radio Free Fargo sent you. Sadie, appreciate you.
Thanks as always.
It's always so much fun having you in here. And so you're talking again, going back to me getting ready for this little fashion show on Friday. Nutrition,
you're
always a big part.
It.
Get some walking.
Yeah. Get some walking. Yeah, you got it.
You got it. All right. This side of country.